Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump and European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen announcing a sweeping trade deal that raises tariffs on most European goods to 15%, warding off the president's 30% threat if a deal wasn't reached by August 1st. The president and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer are meeting right now in Scotland. An investigation underway after a stabbing spree in Traverse City, Michigan.
New video showing bystanders confronting the alleged suspect after police say he went on a random stabbing spree outside a Michigan Walmart Saturday.
I need units inside Walmart. I've got multiple victims.
At least 11 people between the ages of 29 and 84 years old were injured, among them a Walmart employee.
The suspect will be arraigned today on terrorism and assault charges, says ABC's Mola Lange. There's a statewide manhunt underway in Arkansas after a couple was found murdered in a state park hiking trail. This is ABC News. Only a vague description of a suspect as police hunt for whoever murdered a couple on a remote hiking trail in Arkansas over the weekend.
This is Jim Ryan. With apparently no clear motive in mind, law enforcers are asking themselves,
is this an opportunity homicide?
In which the killer randomly murdered Clinton and Kristen Brink. The alternative, says ABC News contributor and former FBI agent Brad Garrett,
it's someone connected to these victims, whether it's crime, whether it's extortion, whatever it might be, but they were basically targeted for whatever reason.
The killer did not harm the couple's 9 and 7-year-old daughters, who are suddenly orphans. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Another hit for Disney at the movies. The Fantastic Four First Steps is topping the domestic box office charts in its first weekend in theaters. Walt Disney Company, parent of ABC News, said Sunday it earned an estimated $118 million from North American theaters, globally $218 million. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you tried online gaming. Who knew 12-year-old boys could be so mean?
And where did they learn to swear like that? 2 hours of losing to these underage trash talkers, and you're starting to question if maybe you really should stick to pickleball and other boomer stuff.
So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your summer might be winding down, but there's still plenty of warm weather on the way. And at Macy's, it's the perfect time to shop late summer deals like cotton dresses from Karl Lagerfeld and more that you can wear now and layer up later for $150 and under. Plus, new Levi's are here, like trending cinched-waist jeans for 30% off. So come into Macy's and walk out with late summer deals too good to miss. Starting Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 91 for a high this afternoon, and it is going to be muggy with a heat index into the triple digits today. Tonight, thunderstorms are likely. We'll drop into the upper 60s to low 70s tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low to mid 80s. You can get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Give them a call today, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany's not quite ready to announce a decision to run for governor. The 7th District Republican tells WSAU Wausau's Meg Ellefson show he'll decide in the next 30 to 60 days. Tiffany's in his third term representing the heavily Republican district in northwest Wisconsin. Another round of pardons for Governor Tony Evers. 204 more pardons were granted by the Democratic governor Friday. That brings his total to 1,640. Evers, who announced last week he's not seeking a third term, says the pardoned people have worked to build new lives for themselves. And if you're in the market for a car, be careful with finding one online. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says to never buy a car sight unseen. Take a test drive, look under the hood, and make sure the car actually exists. Also shop around to make sure the price you're paying for the car is reasonable. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Make sure your vehicle starts in the heat with a new FVP Platinum battery from Adam Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center in Durand. Now through August 31st, save $25 on FVP Platinum batteries or $15 on FVP Volt Edge AC Delco and Motocraft batteries. Your Partners Network Car Care Center is Adam Super Service, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Numbers RS, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, Adam Super Service, your Partners Network, Car Care Center, Durand, Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport and Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is investigating after a boat exploded Saturday afternoon in Prescott. That incident happened at the Miscroy Yacht Harbor fuel dock and threw six people from the boat into the water. No serious injuries were reported. The boat was a total loss. The Durand, Arkansas School District is updating its website. Superintendent Ryan Nelson says the updates are to make the site easier to use for staff and community members.
Really, the intent behind that is to make it a little bit easier to navigate, both for our folks inside the organization here, but also externally, parents, community members, even folks from other communities, other schools that are looking to find certain information relevant to the school district. So
the site should be fully updated by the beginning of the new school year. La Crosse police are confirming that preliminary autopsy results show no evidence of criminal conduct in the death of Elliot Hines. An investigation remains ongoing with final autopsy results not expected for several months. The body of 22-year-old Hines was found earlier this week in the Mississippi River, more than 10 miles downstream from her last known whereabouts. She was last seen on surveillance footage walking about a block away from the river. A Somerset man has been identified as the person killed in a weekend motorcycle crash in St. Croix County. 34-year-old David Decker was riding on Highway H Saturday morning when he went off the roadway, hit a ditch, and flipped multiple times. Decker died at the scene. Wisconsin's former leader will not be a candidate in the 2026 election for governor. Former Governor Scott Walker announced in a video Sunday he would not be running. He said he would back a common sense conservative instead. That comes after Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign last week. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
There could be a crowded field of Democrats hoping to succeed Governor Tony Evers. Evers' decision not to seek re-election is presenting opportunities for political advancement for other Democrats. Attorney General Josh Call, former Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Ben Wickler, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, and Secretary of State Sarah Galeski have all been mentioned as potential candidates or have indicated an interest in running. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez has already announced she would run for governor. Two Republicans are already running, Washington County Executive Josh Schumann and corporate CEO and former Navy SEAL Bill Berrien. Other Republicans could also enter the race. Representative Sheila Stubbs is reintroducing a bill to create a task force on missing and murdered African-American women and girls in Wisconsin. The move responds to alarming data showing black women are 20 times more likely to be murdered than white women. The task force would investigate the cause of the violence, improve data collection, and support victims' families. 17 members would serve on the task force, including lawmakers, law enforcement officials, a county coroner, and advocacy group representatives. The father of the Abundant Life school shooter in Madison has been bound over to stand trial. 42-year-old Jeffrey Rupnow is charged with contributing to the delinquency of a child and two counts of providing a dangerous weapon to a person under 18. Rupnow was in court Thursday for a preliminary hearing. It was December 16th of last year when his 15-year-old daughter shot and killed a teacher and fellow student at Abundant Life before killing herself. Rupnow bought the gun for his daughter that she used in the shooting. His lawyer calls Rupnow's actions, quote, normal, unquote, saying approximately half of all households have guns. Prosecutors pointed to a text Rupnow sent days before the shooting, voicing concerns his daughter would shoot him and he had locked the gun safe. However, authorities say he also told his daughter the combination to the safe was his Social Security number backwards. Dakota County authorities say two drivers accused of racing and causing back-to-back deadly crashes were traveling over 100 miles an hour in Eakin. The incident happened late at night on June 14th. Melody Little and Jordan Wieland were charged with two counts each of third-degree murder and two counts of criminal vehicular homicide. Wieland is not in custody. Prosecutors are seeking a bail of $300,000 for Little because she's been convicted three times for speeding since 2020. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, We live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Do you know how America became the best country on God's green earth? We made things, from automobiles to airplanes to textiles. We were the manufacturing epicenter of the world, the innovators that every other country turned to. I'm Katie Lyon, co-founder of Allegiance Flag Supply, and I'm here to tell you that the American spirit is alive and well at Allegiance, where we make American flags 100% in America. When you fly your American flag from Allegiance Flag Supply, you're not just honoring our country. You're supporting American men and women who proudly make the highest quality American flags, period. True patriots who put care into every stitch. See our full story at showallegiance.com and learn about our 100% American-based supply chain. Fly your flag from showallegiance.com with pride, because every flag says manufacturing is still alive and well in the U.S. and we are still the greatest country. Visit showallegiance.com, and from all of us, thank you for your support.
The Minnesota Twins continue their slide after the All-Star break after giving up four runs in the top of the fifth during a 7-2 loss to the Washington Nationals yesterday. Matt Wallner homered in the losing effort while Travis Adams was charged with his first loss in relief. The Twins are now in fourth place in the AL Central. Simeon Woods Richardson starts for Minnesota against Boston tonight. One of the most versatile defenders in the NFL will stay put in the Twin Cities. The Minnesota Vikings signed safety Josh Metellus to a three-year deal over the weekend. The contract will pay Metellus $36 million, with an additional $6 million available in incentives. The 27-year-old aligned at almost every defensive position last season. He had two interceptions and 103 tackles in 17 games. The Minnesota Lynx had their four-game winning streak snapped with a 90-86 loss against the Atlanta Dream at the Target Center. The Lynx trailed by as many as 14 in the loss. Nafsia Kalir poured in 32 to lead Minnesota. The Lynx, though, remain in first place in the WNBA at 22-5. They'll host the Liberty on Wednesday. A pair of former Milwaukee Brewers were inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. C.C. Sabathia and Dave Parker were among the five players enshrined in Cooperstown. Sabathia spent a memorable half season in Milwaukee, going 11-2 with a 1.65 ERA in 17 starts, which included seven complete games, as he led the Brewers to the playoffs. Parker played for the Brewers in 1990, hitting .289 with 21 homers and 92 RBIs. And he made the All-Star game at age 89.
Wallace saves just enough to win in Indy. This is the Monday Morning Race Recap presented by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Ryan's not here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Bubba Wallace saved just enough fuel through two overtime restarts to win yesterday's Brickyard 400 at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The win was the third of his career and first since winning at Kansas Speedway in 2022. Wallace had to hold off two late race challenges from Kyle Larson during those overtime restarts to hang on to the top spot. The win qualifies Wallace and his 23-11 team into the playoffs after entering the race on the bubble in 16th. Behind Wallace at the finish was Kyle Larson in second, Denny Hamlin third, Ryan Preece fourth, and Brad Keselowski completed the top five. 6 through 10 went to Todd Gilliland, Ryan Blaney, Christopher Bell, Alex Bowman, and Carson Hocevar. Yesterday's race also marked the conclusion of the first ever in-season challenge, which was won by Ty Gibbs, claiming the $1 million top prize. The NASCAR Cup Series now heads to the Iowa Speedway in Newton, Iowa this Sunday. That's the Monday Morning Race Recap, sponsored by Sunoco. I'm Kyle Rickey on the Motor Racing Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm studio.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources last week released the results of its 2025 Spring Waterfowl Survey, and it revealed some positive data. The survey overall indicated stable populations of migratory birds in Wisconsin. More details when we return, but first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin DNR announced last week that the annual spring survey of breeding waterfowl indicated stable population numbers and habitat conditions for migratory birds. The agency has conducted the survey annually since 1973, with the exception of 2020 thanks to the pandemic. Surveyors estimated the state's 2025 breeding duck population at just under 565,000 birds. That's a 7% decrease from the 2024 estimate and almost 27% above the long-term average. The 2025 mallard breeding population estimate was just under 150,000 birds. That's 2% higher than last year, but lower than the long-term average. Wood duck populations decreased 1.8% from last year, but remain 5.1% above the long-term average. As for Canada geese, well, their population is 8% lower than 2024, though it won't surprise listeners to know the goose population remains significantly higher than the long-term average.
From the Fleet Farm studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins.
Join the millions of people who are celebrating going hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you just step into and they're on.
It's crazy how something as simple as a pair of shoes have made my life better.
After trying Skechers Slip-ins, I want all my shoes to have this technology.
See what everybody can't stop talking about. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Forecast for today, becoming sunny throughout the day. We'll have highs near 90. West winds at around 5. Tonight, 80% chance of showers and storms. Some storms could be severe. Lows upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. A 40% chance of an early storm. We'll have highs in the mid-80s. Plenty of sunshine across the region this morning. Mondovi at 77. Ogalle and Plum City at 75, Wabasha Nelson 76, Lake City 75, Pepin 71, here at WRDN Sunshine 73 with Kenny Chesney. And don't happen twice, it's 8:24.
I haven't seen you in forever. Oh, you haven't changed a bit. You didn't think that I'd remember. How could I forget? We sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car, made a wish on every star in that clear September sky. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups, 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time in my life. Oh, that's something that just don't happen twice. To this day I still taste that first kiss. How I prayed it wouldn't end. And in a way, seeing you like this, I guess it never really did. And we sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car. Man, I wish on every star in that clear September sky. Don't happen twice. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups. 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time in my life. Oh, that's something. Just don't happen twice.
Yeah. With the crime and the smog these days, this ain't no place for children. Lord, it sounds so easy, it shouldn't take long. Be back in the money in no time at all. He's gone country, look at them boots. He's gone country, back to his roots. He's gone country, a new kind of suit. He's gone country, yeah, he comes. Yeah, he's gone country. He's gone country. Everybody's gone country. Yeah, we've gone country. The whole world's gone country.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up around a farm fire. Keeping that dirt on their car hard. Yeah, heading down to the bank to cash that work car. To the ones pushing that needle in the red in a diesel, they my kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia. Yeah, I got one for ya. Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. And Dylan Marlowe and Dylan Scott, Boys Back Home, 834. I'm Brian Winnikens. This reminder, Wisconsin Farm Technology Day is coming up next week, August 5th through the 7th. That'll be at Clinton Farms, just outside of Clintonville. We'll be there on Tuesday. Find out more, visit the Wisconsin Farm Technology Days website. Let's run down birthdays for today. This basketball Hall of Famer was the captain of the gold medal winning U.S. men's basketball team at the 1964 Olympics. His pro career included 10 years with the New York Knicks. He won the NBA championship twice. He was also the U.S. Senator from New Jersey from 1979 until 1997. Bill Bradley, 82 today. The creator of the comic strip Garfield. Jim Davis is 80 today. This actress is best known for her role on the CBS television show Lou Grant. Linda Kelsey, 79 today.
This Emmy award-winning TV producer earned an Emmy for the coverage of the 2006 Winter Olympic Games. He also was part of ABC's Wild World of Sports and Saturday Night Live. Dick Ebersole, 78 today. This Emmy award-winning actress won two Emmys for playing Gloria Stivick, the daughter of Archie and Edith Bunker and All in the Family. Sally Struthers, 78 today. Former basketball star Doug Collins is 74. He started as a member of the Philadelphia 76ers. He was also a coach for the Chicago Bulls and the Detroit Pistons. President of the Ultimate Fighting Championship, Dana White, is 56 today. Basketball star Manu Ginobili is 48. The former pro ball player from Argentina is one of only two players to have won a European title, an NBA championship, and an Olympic gold medal over his 23-season professional career. Not bad. Born on this date, English author Beatrix Potter, born in this date in 1866. She created Peter Rabbit. Okay. Grammy Award-winning musician Frankie Yankovic, born in the state in 1950, and the first polka musician to win a Grammy. Former First Lady Jackie Kennedy, the wife of President John F. Kennedy, born in the state in 1929. This actress played Georgette Franklin Baxter in the sitcom The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Georgia Engel, born in the state in 1948. Former baseball star Vida Ballou, I remember him, born in the state in 1949. He led the Oakland A's to three world championships in the 1970s. Celebrating a birthday from yesterday, Richard Anderson, happy birthday. Celebrating birthdays today, John Pelkey. Also, Marilyn Wiesenbeck celebrating a birthday, and Melissa Raddatz has a birthday today. So all of their names go into the big giant fishing tackle box on Friday. We pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They'll win themselves a certificate for a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Don't forget this Thursday at Dairy Queen of Durand. It's the Children's Miracle Network Day. When you get that blizzard on Thursday, you'll also be helping out the Children's Miracle Network. So don't forget to visit Dairy Queen of Durand on Thursday for that. Myself, the chocolate chip cookie dough blizzard kind of works for me. Our winner will also receive a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. Visit Durand Smokehouse for all of your grilling needs, from the hot dogs, the hamburgers, the brats, the steaks, the chicken, Wagyu beef, and more. Don't forget to ask about those beef and pork bundles, too, from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard or mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Dairy Queen of Durand, Durand Smokehouse, and WRDN.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The DQ Freezer is opening again to bring back our most wished for Blizzard flavor.
Freezer clear?
Just in time for our 85th birthday.
I wonder what it's going to be. I wish that it...
You can't say a wish out loud. It won't come true. The Confetti Cake Blizzard Treat is back. Filled with confetti cake pieces and confetti frosting. All that's missing is a candle.
This is what I wish for.
Don't be late to the party. Grab yours before the DQ Freezer closes.
Now's the time of year when most propane companies send out contracts for next year. But before you make a commitment, ask yourself, are you happy with the service you received? I mean, it's easy now, but what about during the coldest days of winter? Chippewa Valley Energy provides propane and fuel to over 13 counties in western Wisconsin. Most importantly, Chippewa Valley Energy brings you dependable deliveries with 24-hour service, no matter what the weather. And when it comes to home heat, Chippewa Valley Energy features a scheduled delivery program perfect for today's lifestyle. Visit their Facebook page or website, ChippewaValleyEnergy.com. Your energy choice made easy. Chippewa Valley Energy.
Forecast for today, plenty of sunshine, highs near 90, west winds at around 5. Tonight, 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some storms could be severe, lows upper 60s. Tomorrow, 40% chance of thunderstorms in the morning, highs mid 80s. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, highs upper 70s. Sunshine across the region this morning, Wabasha, Nelson at 76. Mondovi, 77. Plum City and Lake City and Nogales, 75. Pepin at 71 here at WRDN. Sunshine, 75, but low cash. And I love this life. It's 841.
Days. I love that little white church out on 109. It's where I hit my knees and I thank the Lord for this life of mine.
Are you here alone?
a pair of blind eyes and a set of keys. He says, come be a star in the backseat of my car. Oh, but baby, slow down, you're going way too far. Let me make it clear to you, my dear. If you're not I'm out of here. Babe, I can change your world, make you a cover girl. Yeah, you could be a plane in a magazine. Now tell me what's your style.
I just heard a country hit this big. Real Country, 1430.
I got a souped-up ride and I really want to ride you around. And this time of night there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road to see how fast this thing will go. But that shoulder on the side's looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood. Got like 700 horses under the hood. But I can't hold you at this high speed. And you look good in that side seat. While we making these tires green in this old car, all I wanna do is park. All I wanna do is park. We can burn this older road like a racetrack, or we can turn the key and let the seas lay way back. Count the midnight windshield stars, watch the sunrise in my arms. If we don't go nowhere, girl, I wouldn't hate that.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRD and Tyler Hubbard and Park 851. I'm Brian Winnikins. The Friends of the Durand Public Library invite you to stop over to the library between now and Thursday as they are continuing with their creative contest. This is the contest that is helping to raise funds to go towards the digitization of newspapers, the project that they're doing with the library. Now, as part of the creative contest, you can see what's been entered. You can buy some tickets to vote for which one is entry that you'd like to see win. Plus, there's a silent auction as well with many of the creative contest entries. And again, you have them through Thursday. Go check it out at Durand Public Library. Large lizards on the loose. Thankfully, not here in Durand. That would be... nope, it's in Webster, Massachusetts. The lizard was being kept illegally. Uh-oh. Well, apparently, a lizard has left the state. I'd like to know how. The reptile known as a water monitor was spotted Friday in a pond in Connecticut. In the town of Thompson. Wow, the lizard's making a break for it. The 5-foot lizard's not known to attack humans or pets, but anyone who spots it would have to call police. The lizard named Goose escaped from its owner July 18th, apparently was being held without the proper permits. That's right, when you have these exotic animals, many states, including Wisconsin, you have to have the permit to have an exotic animal. Never understood that. I mean, really, you want to have a 5-foot lizard and call it Goose? I mean, a cat or dog you could call a Goose.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey.
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for snowbirds to automate lights, locks, and thermostats from the beach. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind you can see. WWT.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Hey, it's Crash Gladys from Speed Freaks. Are you still paying full price for gas? Stop leaving money behind. Get real cash back every time you fill up with the free Upside app. Simply download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now and start earning cash at the pump today. Use limited time promo code SUMMER and get an extra 25 cents back per gallon on your first fill up. Listeners are making $200 to $300 a year just from buying the gas they already needed. Don't wait. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code SUMMER to redeem your 25 cent per gallon bonus. That's promo code SUMMER. Yeah, at first I thought it was too good to be true, but it's completely legit. Plus, you can cash out anytime. Don't let this offer drive on by. Download the free Upside app now by using limited time promo code SUMMER. That's promo code SUMMER for a limited time 25 cents per gallon bonus. Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
My friends told them just how our story ends. Did all I could to try to make it work, but you drug my heart through the Alabama dirt. Hey. I've been at the house, climbing them walls, checking that calendar, Xing days off. Hit another bar, call another friend, throw a few down to the story again. Hey, hey. Say it's all okay. Oh, what can I
met me a girl, she got a beautiful heart, eyes of blue. I don't hardly ever think about you.
My skin and asking you to do what you've been doing all over again. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Don't think I can keep it all in. I just gotta let you know what it is that won't let me go. It's your love. It just does something to me. It sends a shock right through. I can't get enough. And if you wonder about the spell I'm under, oh, it's your love. Better than I was, more than I am. And all of this happened by taking your hand. Who I am now is who I wanted to be. And now that we're together, I'm stronger than ever. I'm happy and free. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Don't think I can keep it all in. And if you ask me why I've changed, all I gotta do is say your sweet name. It's your love. Something to me, it sends a shock right through me. I can't get enough. And if you wonder about the spell I'm under, oh, it's your love. Just gotta let you know what it is that won't let me go. It's your love. It just does something to me. It sends a shock.